This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Finally back where I should be. Although I had to learn that the hard way. Good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Okay, let me explain something about the last 2 days. I got an email to be on a quote-unquote TV show as a Second Amendment specialist. And, of course, that's the kind of thing, you know, anytime you get asked in this business to do something on a, you know, cross-platform, this is a way to promote what you do. So, of course, I said yes. That was a mistake in hindsight. Now, a long time ago, I had a piece of equipment called a Comrex Access, and that thing smoked and ate itself. To where what I'd be hearing coming back from Genesis Communications would be horrible. So I didn't know how well it was working. And it has worked both ways. And equipment like that is never free. So then we went with Skype. Which Skype is fine, except Skype has a lot of limitations. One of them is you can't talk. When you have an open Skype line, if something's coming my way, I can't talk. So like when the bump music would come out, this is why you would never hear me until that happened. Well, the reason I'm telling you all of this is this entire television show was set up via Skype. Everybody was on Skype. So item number one, there could be no real spirited debate because there would just be nothing but a bunch of gibberish. Item number two, they had two... I'm going to call them anti-gun because they were too busy out there trying to qualify everything out there. Their primary points were that you know, people are buying guns because of fear ginned up because the gun companies give the NRA all this money, which could not be further from the truth. That people don't need guns like AR-15s, this kind of thing. And when you tried to talk to them about anything factual, without any facts whatsoever, they would simply say, well, if that's true, but then they would, you know, and then I was hearing things like AR-33. I don't know what an AR-33 is, with 50-round magazines. So long story short, it was a massively disappointing hour that I spent with them, considering how long it took just to get everything hooked up and everything. It was just, I would rather have been here. Wednesday and Thursday, I would rather have been here. So, all that notwithstanding. You take opportunities like that. Simply because, I mean, I've never had an anti-gunner call a show. I've never been able to cross swords with them on this show. I've had some people that call in that may be listening, but they're not really listening. They're just calling in because there's a... Genesis has groupies. Everybody who does what we do, we have some sort of people that are just waiting to come in and do something like that. So I never get a chance to cross swords with these guys, and I used to do that a lot when I was with Gun Owners of America, and I just thought I might get to do that again. I thought it might be good for this show. It might bring more people to this show. I was wrong on all counts, but that remains to be seen. We'll see what we see. We'll see what we see out of that. But it was one of the most infuriating moments of my life, listening to these two blowhards talk this stuff. And they were talking over each other, but they were on one Skype line, so they were in one studio. And we had two other people coming in from various Skype lines and me. So we had seven people on a panel. And it was sort of like a goulash, is about the only way I can put it. It certainly was not an orderly discourse, which is what I was hoping it would be. And when you get out there and you start lobbing facts at them, well, they don't want to hear it because it's about feelings and it's about what we think and it's about this and lots of words like realities and justifications and reasons and, you know. And I couldn't even swing back at him for the most part. After it devolved into a shouting match, I simply just sat back and smiled at everybody and just waited for them to shut up. It was almost like being in a live-action comic book. And it was interesting the way the characterizations would go, because I never addressed anybody except as an individual. And whenever I was addressed as you guys. So I'm sort of some nefarious larger group. It was quite amusing because, you know, one guy said that he's not afraid of anything. He doesn't feel like he needs a gun. And I got a call later on that night from somebody, and I was told, what would happen if somebody ran up and stuck a gun in his face tonight? What do you think he would do? And I was wicked, and for a moment I allowed myself the moment of thinking of that semi-humorously, but then I thought about, you know, his gun in his face. I wouldn't wish that upon him, but it is one thing I have always known about these guys. Every one of those people on this panel were sheep. The ones that were for it weren't really aware of why they were for it. The ones who were against it were against it because they watched TV and TV's told them to be against it. So nobody was out there thinking on their own. Nobody had any sort of facts, any sort of data, which is, you know, I've always thought that's sort of a preliminary thing that you have to bring with you if you're going to be in a debate. So I came loaded with all kinds of data, and I was the only one there with data. I did record it, and then I deleted it. So it is simply, it was a waste of my time, and I'm not going to waste. I thought a moment about taking the audio from that and putting it up as a podcast or something, and then I just thought, well, why? Why would I subject my people, the people that listen to this show, why would I subject you to that sort of nonsense? And I just decided not to, so I deleted it. So we'll see. Maybe there'll be another time, and there'll be somebody. I have crossed swords with some of the best, and it's fun to win, and it's hard to lose against them because they're leading with feelings. That's all they have are feelings. Data falls down on our side. They'll get out there and they'll say, well, you know, based upon what you're telling me, this is only 0.00. They started giving me percentages based off of, you know, they would say 6,000 defensive gun uses out of 320 million people. And, you know, what? Well, yeah, that is true. It's low, but that's 6,000 a day. So that's 3 million a year. So Jason, I'm being told they're hearing the pre-recorded Supreme Justice on internet and live show on phone connection. That isn't good. And they tried to refresh. Okay. We'll be working on that when we get back. When we get back, it appears that with all of this junk that we have in Washington, D.C., they've just really decided that we're not going to get to govern ourselves. We probably need to take a look at that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hopefully next week we'll have a new sound in the breaks. I've decided to go back with something a little more mainstream, a little less royalty free. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Right now in D.C., we have a blizzard of lies and distraction that's blowing through there. And this is not just some routine junk that's blowing around. It's a calculated attempt to bring down a president. Our president. Not the establishment's president. And more than that, and it's an attempt to ensure that we never again have the ability to disrupt the bipartisan D.C. cabal's permanent supremacy by inserting a chief executive who refuses to kiss their collective reed. This is a coup against me and you. It is a coordinated campaign by leftists and their allies in the bureaucracy and media to once and for all ensure their perpetual rule over us. And we need to fight it right here, right now, so we don't have to fight it down at the bottom of this slippery slope. When you look at it, it's quite brazen, and it's very bold. It's insulting to our intelligence. They aren't even trying to hide their lies anymore. Truth is irrelevant. This is a choreographed dance routine, and everyone has his moves. And, you know, call it break into the electric leakaroo. Except instead of trying to save the community center, they're trying to save their power and their prestige. So to buy the media narrative of this latest Russian nonsense, you must believe that, one, that whatever was revealed was super secret, though we don't know exactly what it was. When in doubt, assume it's on par with the nuclear codes. Two, there was no good reason to share this info with Russia, like coordinating our fights against our joint enemy, or to prevent another Russian airliner massacre, because why would we want another power fighting ISIS or civilians not to be blown out of the sky? Three, we would have to assume that Lieutenant General McMaster, who literally wrote the book on soldiers standing up to misbehaving civilian leaders and displayed immense personal courage in battle, turned chicken and sat there silently as Trump monologued about this unknown mystery info of doomsday-level importance. Then we'd have to presume that Lieutenant General McMaster lied on camera twice, and that Secretary of State Tillerson lied, too. Number five, you'd have to assume that random anonymous sources in an intelligence community that hates Trump with a burning passion must be believed without question, though we don't know their identities or their motives. Six, that these anonymous randos must be believed even though they're not actually in the room to, you know, actually hear what happened. The traditional bar on hearsay is apparently now just a bourgeois conceit. Number seven, that when the Washington Post and the rest of the media publishes classified stuff, including intelligence provided by allies leaked by anyone not named Donald Trump, that's awesome. Number eight, that the Washington Post and the rest of the media, which has been wrong over and over again in their reporting, are not wrong this time. They're not wrong this time and again. Number nine, that the Washington Post and the rest of the media are objective, and they have no anti-Trump bias, even though they're literally cheering the hits on the president. Number 10, you would have to presume that there are unicorns. Now, the latest pseudo-scandal is that Trump doesn't think Mike Flynn did anything wrong, and he told James Comey so back in February. So basically, Trump expressed the same view he had of the whole Flynn nonsense to Comey as he has expressed to every interviewer. Comey did nothing, and he said nothing, even when testifying to Congress, for nearly 3 months because it was nothing. The Russian snipe hunt continued throughout, totally unabated. That offhand comment was pretty poor attempt at obstruction of justice since it didn't obstruct anything. To the limited extent, these Russian witch hunts can be confused with justice at all. So the Mencian thinkers, who usually scream treason, are now screaming obstruction of justice. It's adorable when they learn new terms and try to use them correctly. They're so proud of themselves and their vocabulary building that you almost feel bad having to point out that they sound like idiots. It is nice, though, to have the leftists finally come out against the abuse of executive power, misuse of classified material, and Russians. Welcome to the party. Except that we know they're all full of Schumer. It's all lies, and they all know it, and we know that they know that we know that they know it. Normal people just shake our heads and wonder why Washington is so consumed with political nonsense instead of solving, you know, a problem or two. But then Washington does not produce solutions. It only produces political nonsense. So this is a concentrated, coordinated effort by elite insiders to take down this president. Trump's not the point here. Trump is a metaphor for us in this case. They're here to take down us, the normal American that they seek to rule. Someone came to Washington who wasn't part of the club, and that's intolerable. And they are so very desperate to expel him, and by extension, me and you. So every day will be a crisis. Every action he takes will be the worst thing that has ever happened. And every step towards keeping his promises will be a crime. Repeal Obamacare? Well, he's Trump's sentencing millions to death. Talk to Russians? That's treason. Telling Comey he wishes his nonsense would stop. Obstruction of justice, even though nothing was obstructed. Now, this campaign isn't aimed at us. Normal people who don't live in D.C. or New York City or L.A. just tune it out. After all these years and with the help of the web, normals know the game. We've been unplugged from that matrix. We're awake. As the dorky leftists would say, the target of this constant barrage is the soft and the stupid and the smug and the sanctimonious and the wusses and the surrender flunkies. That's why you get the girlish-handed likes of David Brooks writing dainty little columns that give Trump such a pinch. That's why David Frum starts using words like courage to impugn actual men who have done actual man things like Lieutenant General McMaster. That's why Kasich spews his funk of sanctimony and submission, among other funks. It's all to appeal to the Frito-cons, the soft-headed rhinos who are smart, not dumb like everyone says, who just want something for themselves, attention, approval, media parts, you know, their pointy little heads. So these fussy little ninnies, fresh from having some V-capped crone screeching at them, they will vote to take away her right to have taxpayers fork cash over to kill the baby no man will ever give her, wander outside into a wall of mics and cameras and pause, and then they talk. And when what they say trashes Trump sufficiently, the smiles from the press come, the nods come, and the faux respect. And now they're no longer the mean old Rathugligans, but doubtless heroes, at least in Georgetown, because they're willing to dance to this tune. We'd better deal with this now, because if they succeed, we most certainly will have to deal with it a different way later. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Have you ever noticed that we're all broken up into cultures? See, right now, I'm in the creative culture. I'm in the bike riding culture. I'm in the gun culture. I'm in the middle age culture. I may be approaching elderly culture. I don't know. I'm going on 60. Well, you know, just turned 56. And 4 years before I get to 60. All of these things, when they break us down at all of this stuff, a lot of that used to be for somewhat, you know, innocuous reasons. Like, if people know that I'm in the bike culture, then they will advertise things like bike helmets and lights and bicycles themselves and all the stuff that goes with it and the tools and everything. They'll market that stuff to me. That used to be simply a way to try to make money, to know what you're into. Then we got into this thing where we started getting these cards where, you know, we get a pittance back on them. I have the longest running card I have that still exists is my Best Buy Rewards card. And so I get emails from them and I'll get $5 or $10 here and there. You know, I'll spend thousands there, but I'd get $5 or $10. But the breaking us down in cultures is also for a different reason. By breaking us into smaller groups, it's easier to separate us from everybody else and make us look like pariahs. So, the NSSF has heard about this recently. It seems that the Brady campaign to prevent gun violence are going to be seeking to visit FFL's gun shops to engage with owners or employees in order to better understand the gun culture. That's interesting because, like last night when I was on this quote-unquote TV show, according to them, I'm in a culture where we're running around and fantasizing about being tactical and all this other stuff, and we're thinking this and we're thinking that. None of which, of course, is rooted in any sort of reality, but that's beside the point. So, and understand this. These points of view that I was receiving last night that I'm relating to you, those are talking points in the anti-gun culture. Except the anti-gun culture, for the most part, doesn't know why they exist. They'll get out there and they'll say things like, "Don't I have a right to freedom and safety?" Yes, and I am not the one that's going to take your safety away from you. And I think most of these people were out of Kansas, and they related a story where a guy in a movie theater fired a gun in the movie theater. He had the gun in his pocket in a movie theater. And then the training thing comes up. "I don't mind if you have guns. I just wish you would all be trained." All this stuff. All these reasonable sounding things. Now, what's interesting about this is knowing that we think they know what we are. Now they're attempting to go into these gun shops to better understand the gun culture. Now, the NSSF strongly advises that if you or your employees, if you're in a gun shop and you or your employees are approached in person by phone, over email, or via social media, that you decline to participate in any fact-finding visit or discussion. The Brady campaign on its website states, "Brady is leading the fight to change the gun industry and force it to reform by holding gun companies accountable to victims in the courts and staging protests to challenge bad apple gun dealers at their doorsteps." Are we going to start holding the car companies responsible for their products? I'm not talking about, the recalls and all the other stuff. I'm talking about when somebody uses their product in a drunk driving incident, or uses it in a terrorist attack, the slam and stabs that we see nowadays. How about that cat that just ran into all those people in Times Square? Should somebody be able to sue the car company because of that? What if I go out and I buy a set of Ginsu knives, and then I decide to do my very best Hannibal Lecter? Should Ginsu be put out of business? Isn't it the truth that intent doesn't have a boundary? Isn't it the truth that capability is a relative term? But in order for somebody to hurt somebody else, they have to have the intent and the capability. The intent is much more important than the capability, because the capability can be alleviated. It can be gotten around. If you're not physically fit enough to beat somebody to death, well, you can hit them with a ball bat. So, make no mistake, no matter how friendly these fact finders might be, the Brady campaign does not have the gun industry's best interests in mind. They have a very long history of misstating facts, misleading the public, lobbying policymakers to enact punishing legislation, filing baseless lawsuits against members of the gun industry. You will not be able to affect their course of action or reach any mutual agreement. Anything you say could be used against your business and the industry as a whole. It just doesn't pay. There is no appeasing these people. They don't want to work with us. They don't want to listen to us. They want to change us. And they want to change us to the way they think we should be. They have a line drawn in the sand that they think we should be towing that line. So the NSSF is saying very respectfully, if you are contacted by the Brady campaign, decline, please decline participation. Do it politely, but do it firmly. Do not get into an argument or attempt to dispute any facts they may present to you. Now, that being said, this is the same group that thinks that somebody doesn't have a gun is disarmed. If they have an axe handle, they're not armed. If you're 5'10 and you weigh 140 and you're facing a guy that's 6'8 and he weighs 260, it's even. There's no such thing as disparity of force with these guys. So, yeah, okay. Gotcha. So, FFL holders, please decline when the Brady campaign comes calling on your door. That would be very nice. We don't need that. They don't need, and hey, look, they've already made their mind up. They're just trying to get, they're going to try to get somebody to slip up and say something. And then that will be megaphoned out to the largest audience you can possibly imagine. It'll be crazy. So, when they come a knocking, just let them, you know, ask them. Ask them if they would prefer to go to the website and look at the about page, and that's all the information they need to get. Or as Iowa says, we can go back to the open carry of hammers. We could do that too. Yeah. We could do that too. But their mind's already made up. It's not going to be about that. They're not going to change their mind. They're not trying to find anything. They're trying to find stuff to corroborate what they're saying, which doesn't really exist, but they might find it anyway, or they might make it malleable to where it sounds that way. No problem. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
All right, here we are back again. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
No doubt about it. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, I referenced this the other day, but I didn't go into the detail I'm about to go into. Because this past week, this was National Police Week. It began on Monday, and then out of this, two of our very favorite gun control advocates, former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and her astronaut husband, Mark Kelly, decided to use this week of remembrance to kick off a new initiative in conjunction with a group comprised of law enforcement leaders who support gun control. The group, known as the Law Enforcement Coalition for Common Sense, has two main objects: opposing national concealed carry reciprocity and opposing the deregulation of firearm suppressors. According to the group, both of these issues would make law enforcement officers less safe. The coalition sent a memo to the White House, Capitol Hill, and gun control activists detailing their opposition to the issues. Memo reads, Congress needs to close gaping loopholes in our nation's federal laws with responsible solutions, and they need to reject irresponsible calls to mandate the unrestricted concealed carry of firearms and allow free access of dangerous silencers, which present a new menacing threat to our communities and law enforcement personnel. You know, I looked into it, and I mean, has anybody ever seen Ghost Dog, The Way of the Samurai, when Forrest Whitaker makes his own suppressor out of a tube and some washers and then screws it onto the end of his weapon, and it, you know, it works. It's a silencer in the movie. It just makes a little sound, but you know, you get the idea. Suppressor technology is not new, and it is not silenced. It takes it down to the same level as a jackhammer. Which, I hate to tell you this, but jackhammers are not very quiet. Go, you know, if you need to go to New York City and just hang out and listen to the jackhammers, go do that. It is very evident that Gifford's other gun control group, the Americans for Responsible Solutions, wrote the letter, not the law enforcement officials, and here's why. Concealed carry reciprocity doesn't get rid of background checks. It doesn't give criminals the ability to obtain a firearm. All it does is allow legal, law-abiding gun owners who have a concealed carry permit in one state to carry their firearm across state lines. Most states already are reciprocal, for the most part. There's just a few states where it's like crossing into East Germany in the 80s. Those states, these are the ones that we have to drag into the sun. It would simplify the confusing process of where you can and cannot legally carry a firearm, depending on which state-issued concealed carry permit you have. But here's something else that they write. Existing loopholes already threaten the safety of law enforcement and our gun laws. Firearms-related incidents were the number one cause of death for law enforcement in 2016 when 64 officers were killed from gunfire. It is clear that guns in dangerous hands make law enforcement officers vulnerable. Of the over 500 individuals who have killed police officers between 2006 and 2015, 83% had previous arrest records, 64% were previously convicted of a crime, 47% had previous arrest for crimes of violence, and 43% have been arrested for weapons offenses. 24% of those responsible for the murder of law enforcement had previously been arrested for assaulting an officer or resisting arrest. There you go. Now we've got some common ground. No one wants a criminal to have a firearm. Not me, not you, not anybody. Not the next guy, not the next gal. Nobody. So their own statistics contradict their position. All of those statistics above were committed by criminals. They're the men and women who legally cannot possess their own firearms or ammo, and they obtain their firearm illegally or commit even more crimes. I know that's shocking, isn't it? But wait, there's more. Proponents of these legislative proposals argue that because silencers are rarely used in crime, they no longer need heightened regulation. Law enforcement across the country know that this argument is a fallacy. The regulatory system has been effective in keeping silencers out of the hands of dangerous individuals who do not want them traced back to themselves. Should silencers be removed from the NFA, individuals unable to pass a background check would be able to obtain these dangerous weapons through unregulated private sales on the internet and at gun shows. What do these guys know that I don't know? A suppressor isn't a weapon. It is a firearm accessory. It is a muzzle device. Yeah. And, I mean, you can go into any gun shop and you can order these things. And a muzzle device is just something that screws onto something. We don't, you can actually fashion, after, you know, a little bit of modification, of course, a oil filter to do much the same thing. Second, the Hearing Protection Act removes the $200 fee that's associated with obtaining a suppressor. Removing this fee means more gun owners can protect their hearing at the gun range. They aren't priced out of the option to have the accessory. But they go on. The gun lobby. It's always the gun lobby. Also insists that silencers are needed hearing protection for gun owners, hunters, and target shooters. Law enforcement and public health experts alike know this claim is false. Law enforcement officers are not issued silencers as standard practice, nor are members of the armed forces. Dual ear protection, earmuffs, and earplugs is the gold standard for any professional shooter, and required wear for law enforcement officers while training is outlined by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Apparently, they didn't take into the cost factor. Why would a police department whose budget is dependent upon the taxpayers provide each of their officers with a $250 suppressor when they can give them a $1 pair of earplugs? Just asking. So, here's a conclusion here. These guys don't like anything being rolled back. They look at this and they say, well, this is working just fine. Nobody's using silencers in crimes. Well, we don't know that, do we? We don't really know that. They're amazingly easy to make. A gun barrel, if it is not threaded the way that you have something to thread, it can be altered to be threaded that way. Somebody with a little bit of machining knowledge can do this. They probably need some tools to go along with it. I told you how law enforcement felt. I told you, I gave you the police one survey. I'm not going to do that again. This is a bunch of former police officers, former LEO, who've decided to allow themselves to be the pawns of Gabrielle Giffords and, more importantly, Mark Kelly. I wonder about Gabrielle. Hey, look, I'm glad she recovered. I don't know to what degree her recovery is, how far into it, how good it is, or how full her recovery is. But, I mean, I've seen Mark Kelly take her out to the range and stick a gun in her hand and stand right there on top of her and everything. She'll pull the trigger, and the gun is animated. It is moving in her hand. It's all over the place. She'll pull the trigger. He'll grab the gun from her because she doesn't need to be hanging on to it anymore to show that they respect the Second Amendment. Let's go to the range and do some unsafe stuff. It is very evident that this memo was written by someone outside of law enforcement. Probably a communications person for the Giffords Gun Control Group, somebody who has a file of facts full of power words and everything to use for this. Calling a suppressor a weapon and using common sense whenever possible gave that away. Absolutely gave it away. So, we get it. You guys don't like losing laws that you've got in place. You think that it's some sacred cow or something. Except that it isn't. It is the farthest thing from that. I mean, we'll talk about one that just got taken off the books. I know you guys are howling about that one, too. That's coming up in maybe the next hour, if not the hour after that. I don't know where it falls in the show prep. I'm still too busy recovering from my TV appearance. Hour number two is headed in. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.